This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Recently, I was seated at the nursing station in the hospital completing some notes when the phone rang. The clerk picked up the receiver and began to talk. The call was clearly personal, and those of us seated around the area turned our chairs to look away. The clerk tried desperately to tell the caller she was at work and couldn't talk, but the caller, presumably a doctor, wasn't picking up on her hints to call back later. She was whispering as she asked, "What does the biopsy show?" Of course, I have no idea what was being said on the other end of the phone, but the woman was visibly shaken by the call. As a doctor, I've probably made this same insensitive call many times. I contact someone to give test results or discuss a medical condition, and I forget to ask if this is a good time to talk or if the person is in an appropriate place to talk. Even if I do remember to ask, telephone medicine can be difficult. Nearly one-fourth of all doctor-patient interactions occur over the phone, yet we teach young doctors nothing about how to deal with these important interactions. Without visual clues tipping me off to the surroundings of the patient's emotions, I really have no idea how the person is receiving my explanation. A recent study looked at common telephone challenges: giving test results, dealing with requests for pain medicine, trying to assess if someone is sick enough to send them to the emergency room, or dealing with patients who have a difficult time telling their story over the phone, perhaps because of a stroke or other medical problems. The study found that doctors don't recognize the emotional turmoil left in the wake of a telephone conversation, and it suggested that incomplete or misunderstood telephone communication often leads to errors or false assumptions either by the doctor or by the patient. Another common telephone mistake involves the doctor or nurse who leaves a message with a family member or on a telephone answering machine or cell phone. We intend these messages to be private, and we assume that if someone is listening to the answering machine, they must know about the person's condition. Unfortunately, this is not the case, and our insensitivity can cause the patient additional trauma. When you visit the doctor, there are several steps you can take to prevent these types of problems. If you're getting diagnostic tests, ask your doctor how you're going to find out the results. If you're told you'll get a call, you can request that the results be instead mailed to you. Alternatively, ask if there is a time when you can call the doctor to receive the results. Tell your doctor not to call your house if you don't want them to. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.